שלום חברים, תודה רבה שהצטרפתם, שמחים.
Hello friends, thanks for joining. Happy to see everybody, even though we don't see everybody yet. We're trying this new format. So each one in every language, every couple of friends, or every couple of lecturers can give a lesson together. We're testing this out now, me and Eli. So today, we chose which article, Eli?
Hello friends, we will be reading the article regarding the importance of friends. So we are inviting all of you to open the study material in Kabbalah Media concerning the importance of friends, the writings of Rabash.
That's actually what we read in the morning.
Yes, it's what we read in the morning lesson.
Yeah, so let's go through it again and plow through it, I guess. Let's go deeper in it. That's a better word. So whenever you're... Hey, are we going to see groups on the screens or how's this going to work? Oh, here you go. Here are the groups. Okay, good. So very happy to see everybody. Germany, Petah Tikva 17, Petah Tikva 29, US 2, Asia, Queens, Latin America 6, many, many friends. Wow, what a privilege and an opportunity.
Okay, so in a few words, we'll tell you what we'll be doing. First, we'll start by reading the article, like I said, in regards to love of friends. While we read, we will ask all of the friends to compose questions that would be good workshop questions. It's a similar format like previous midday lessons that we've had. We would like to write questions that we think are worthwhile to discuss in a workshop. We'll also read excerpts from Rav. And we will hear questions from the friends who think their questions are important. And we hope from those questions we'll be able to have 3 workshops. And in the end, we will hear your impressions from the lesson.
Maybe after we read the article and they write the question down, we'll send the friends into a few-minute workshop where they can scrutinize the questions with one another and then come back to us with their answers.
Okay. Alright, so let's start. Let's start. I will start reading. And while we read, we will write down questions. Concerning love of friends. 1. The need for love of friends. What is the reason I choose specifically these friends?
Alright.
If he looks at his friend that he's on a lower degree than one's own, he will want to teach him how to behave in better virtues than his. Hence, he cannot be his friend. He can take the friend as a student, but not as a friend. And if one sees one's friend as being at a higher degree than his own, and he sees that he can acquire good qualities from him, then he can be his Rav, but not his friend. This means that precisely when one sees one's friend as being an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other as a friend and bond with him. This is so because a friend means that both parties are in the same state. This is what the comment sense dictates. In other words, they have the same views and thus decided to bond. Then both of them will act towards the goal and they both wish to achieve. It is like 2 like-minded friends who are doing a business together to achieve a profit. In that situation, they feel that they have equal powers. But should one of them feel that he is more competent than the other, he will not want to accept him as an equal partner. Instead, they would create a proportional partnership according to the strength and qualities that one has above the other. In that state, the partnership is a third or 30% or 25% partnership, and cannot be said that they are equal in the business. But with the love of friends, when friends bond to create unity among them, it explicitly means that they are equal. This is called unity. For example, if they do business together and say that the profits will not be distributed equally, is this called unity? Clearly, a business of love of friends should be when all profits and possessions that love of friend yields will be equally controlled by them. They should not hide or conceal from one another, but everything will be in love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace. But in the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, it is written, two conditions work in achieving the greatness. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all friends, and then he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And for the second condition, each student must extol each friend's merit as though he were the greatest of the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a great environment should, since quality is more important than quantity. It follows in the matter of love of friends that each they help each other, meaning it is enough for everyone to regard his friend as being in the same degree as his own. But because everyone should learn from his friend, there is the issue of Rav and disciple. For this reason, he should consider the friend as greater than himself. But how could one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on oneself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions. We can see that a person may see flaws in his neighbor's children, but not in his own. And when someone mentions some faults in his children, he immediately resists his friend and begins to declare his children's merits. And the question is, which is the truth? After all, there are merits to his children, and hence he is upset when others speak about his children. The thing is this, as I have heard from my father, indeed each person has advantages and disadvantages, and both the neighbor and his father say the same thing, say truth. The thing is, Since the father does not treat the neighbor's children like his own father, he does not have the same attitude. Since when he considers the other's children, he sees only the children's faults, since this gives him more pleasure. This is because he can show that he is more virtuous than the others, because his own children are better. For this reason, he sees only the other's faults. What he is seeing is true, but he sees only things he enjoys. But his father too sees only the truth, except he regards only the good things that his children have. He does not see his children's faults, since it gives him no pleasure. Hence, he is saying the truth about what he sees in his children. And because he regards only the things that can please him, he sees only virtues. It turns out that if one has love of friends, the rule in love of friends is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their flaws, not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friends. Therefore, he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
Wonderful, thank you. Okay, we will like to say that it's really wonderful to be able to carry out and implement Rav's advice throughout the day, that we're able to repeat the articles that we were working with in the morning lesson. Now we really have an opportunity to do it in action. This is our work. Well, what's going to happen? And this is what's happening between the lessons right now between us. So now we're going to read what Rav said about this article. I would like to advise you, friends, that we'll be in a workshop. And in this workshop, we'll work with the article as much as we can. We will read from it. So whoever is on his own, not connected to some 10 in Galaxy, we highly recommend that you enter another room in Galaxy. For example, you can join Asia in Galaxy. If you're speaking English, or you can join Holland. And in Hebrew, you can join Zichron or Haifa. We would just like to direct the traffic to the correct places, so that you're able to work as a workshop in our activity. So let's read the work, the writings, the excerpt from Rav from the morning lesson. And we would like to ask you to also open the article concerning the importance of friends. It's available in all the languages. In English, it's called Concerning the Importance of Friends. And, you know, you have it available in all of the languages. And what does Rav say about it? This is what Rav said immediately after he read it in the morning lesson. This is a sign that one's come to correction, that he doesn't see any deficiencies in the friends, but only merits. So it turns out that first we need to go above reason and accept all of the friends as corrected, even though I don't see it that way. Then, by not seeing them as complete, I see that I have something to correct. It means that the friends are like a mirror, that I see everything that's inside me. So the society are really a lifeline, saving me. So now, let's start workshops between us for 7 minutes and write down questions that come to us from the article. Then we will randomly choose some of the groups, whoever we see sitting together on the screen. We would like to ask you to tell us what is the question that came up, and from there we will start workshops. We would like everyone to be ready that we can turn to you at any moment, that you'll be able to serve the whole Kli. Yes, Eli?
Nothing to add.
All right, everyone, please join another galaxy if you're alone, and let's work together.
Sorry, friends, we have no focus group yet.
Broadcasts are telling us that we need a focus group. So we will choose a focus group. Something really good. Holland. What a group. I can see Juan Rico there. He's sending kisses to everyone. We're very happy to see you, Juan, and all of the friends. All right, Holland, you're the focus group. Todd's there now. Great joy.
Juan, you're on, friend. So let's come up with questions. Todd, let's help us. From the article that was just read, we've got to make, we've got to list some questions. So I'll start us off. The first question is, why is quality more important than quantity? Next.
Why are we shown our own deficiencies in the friends? Got that? Okay.
Next.
Joe.
Yeah, why connection between us is very important.
Yeah, what is the remedy when I see the friends as small?
Oh, that's a good question, Joe. I like that. And what is the significance to the Creator and to the rest of humanity when I am able to see my friends as great? What benefits? What contentment does the Creator get when I'm able to see my friends as great?
Friends is great.
Todd, just give it to me as a sentence so I can write it down.
How does the Creator feel contentment when I see my friends as great?
יופי, עכשיו אנחנו נעבור לקבוצת מיקוד נוספת. אנחנו רוצים לשמוע את אסיה, שהיא תהיה
חושבת. Okay, so let's hear Asia now. They will be our focus group now. Thank you, Holland. You were amazing. Thank you. Great questions. Asia now. You can also like read parts of the article between you to remind yourself. It's all okay.
Well, the first question we had is, what does it mean to go above reason, to love the friends?
I think it means that we need to make an action. We can't do for our friends and see them well and justify the friend. But our will to receive is very strong. We need, this is bestowal, and we need to go above our will to receive, which is above our logic and reason that we usually have, and justify the friends and see that they're good. And this also has me asking a question about if the friend always has pleasure seeing the faults in the friend's children, as the article said, why is this? I think it's Mission X.
יופי, קבוצת חבר, עכשיו אתם תהיו קבוצת מיקוד, תשעה אנשים, שמונה...
Okay, חבר group, so you be a focus group now, what are you, 8-9 people, that's amazing. So, חבר group, you are the focus.
תודה רבה לחברים היקרים מאסיה.
Thank you, dear friends from Asia.
יגיעה ואהבת החברים.
For the exertion and love of friends.
אנחנו קבוצת מיקוד, תמשיך ליאון.
לא, למה כולה, אני מפריע, אני לא יודע מה, מדברים יחד.
I was saying that something happened to me in the morning. And I want to change my role. I jumped in. When a friend was talking. When I shouldn't have. Let's try it the other way around. That a friend jumped into something that I was saying. And I need to understand and accept him because he had something very urgent to say. And I forgive him. I don't see it as a problem. Even though it's one of the rules that we have that we don't interrupt friends. But I forgive in this circumstance. I may be the one that's interrupting, but in terms of the question, how do I see this interruption of the friend as something that I can forgive? How do I see it, even though it might be against the rules that we abide by?
Come on, friends, let's keep going. So, good question, Leon. We can also ask another question about that case, that if I see the friend that is bursting out, no matter what, whichever way I interpret it, what is my work at that moment? How to interpret that? Is it me, my ego, or do I have to look at the friend in a way that I need the correction? That's what the article is saying.
All right, friends, let's have Haifa 3 as our focus group. Haifa 3.
תראו את החברים הנמצאים בתוך החברה, איך להחשיבם.
How to see the friends in society is great. Meaning, in which way of importance should each one look at his friend? The reason explains that if he sees the friend in a higher degree, he will want to teach him how to behave more virtuously than the qualities he have. Hence, he cannot be his friend. He can take the friend as a student, but not as a friend. And if one sees one's friend as being in a higher degree than his own, and sees that he can acquire good qualities for him, then he can be his Rav, but not his friend. This means that precisely when one sees one's friend as being at an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other friend and bond with him. So, up to here, friends.
טוב, חברים.
Friends, we would like to progress to the next stage. If you can raise a question mark in Galaxy, we would like to hear from you. You can share with us questions that you think will be important for all of the world clay to discuss. You can also do it without question marks. Petach Tikva 29.
So our questions are, by what do I correct the deficiency that I recognize in the friend?
Please share everything.
In what is the greatness of the friend expressed? What is work between the friends? When is it work between the friends, and when is it work before the Creator? Last question, how to the friends in the 10 that one is new on the path and the other one is 25 years on the path, how can they be equal?
Holland 1.
Okay, this group has got two questions forward. The first one is, why are we shown our own deficiencies through the friends? Why are we shown our own deficiencies through the friends? And the next question is, how does the Creator feel contentment when I see my friends as great? How does the Creator feel contentment when I see my friends as great? Thank you.
יפה, תודה רבה. בלטיה 3.
Бальтия 3.
У нас тоже нет несколько вопросов получилось. Один вопрос такой, если...
We also have a few questions. First one.
Хорошее свойство у своего ребенка.
When a father sees the good qualities in his son, we say that's the living degree, the animate. What is the Adam, the speaking degree? Second question, how do we practically make efforts to reveal the Creator? Those are our questions. Thank you.
Haifa 1. The question we chose is that if the friends are different, in what are they equal?
Petach Tikva 20.
Вопрос такой, довольно-таки простой. Как так получается, что я вижу недостатки?
Simple question. How do I see deficiency in the friends? And truly, they're my deficiencies.
Toda Petach Tikva 20.
Mac. Thank you, Petach Tikva 20. Let's hear from Mac Tel Aviv.
Что такое равенство в группе? Масса.
What is equality in a group?
תודה רבה. יש עוד קבוצה שיש לה שאלה?
Are there any more groups that have questions that they want to share?
Okay, אז בוא נתקדם.
Okay, so let's advance. אריאל.
היי, תראה, יש לנו המון 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 שאלות טובות. אנחנו נצטרך...
You have many good questions. What we'll do right now is that we will choose some of these questions and we will start another workshop, and we'll do this for a few minutes, and we have a lot more to do. Let's choose together. I'll read one, and maybe Eli can then choose. By what do I correct the deficiencies that I see in a friend? How does the Creator feel contentment when I see the friends is corrected? What's the effort that I need to do to see the Creator in the work? How does it turn out that I see the deficiencies as a friend, but I really see it as my own deficiencies? How do we feel equal in a group when there's someone who's very veteran and someone who might be new? In what way can we see the greatness of the friend? Also, how can I correct the deficiency that I see in a friend? What do you think? What do you think is a good one, Eli?
How do I see the friend's deficiencies, but actually it's my own?
Okay, let's do this very quick. That'll be the question. Let's go back to the workshops and continue.
How does it happen that I see the friend's deficiencies, and actually it's my own? Let's choose a focus group. Our focus group. Do we have translation from Turkish?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Moscow 7, you will be our focus group, please.
Мы как раз и говорили сейчас, обсуждали этот вопрос.
We just spoke about this. We really scrutinized this point and saw that we had a lot more questions. We wanted to justify the friend. We want the friend to be greater than me. So we went through many states, we saw deficiencies, and it turns out that we were laughing about it, we were overcoming it, and we're trying to see the greatness of the friend.
As a principle, the question how I see a friend's deficiencies as my own, because I don't see what's not in me in the external world, just like dog food, I don't see it when it's being sold outside, but the moment I have a dog, I do see it. That's how it is in our work. The 10, the group, shows me what I have to work with and ask for a correction from the Creator.
Yes, I agree. We can't do it without these doubts. We have luck that we were brought to a group. We're really here, working towards our attitude to the articles by Rabashri, explains to us what to do, and we can enter this work with their friends and start to hear about this attitude. What's this middle point?
Ну, получается, а если я вижу достоинство товарища?
It turns out that if I see greatness in the friends, so is it my greatness?
From the friends, we would also like to ask another question from the friends' questions. When I see the friend is great, the Creator is delighted. The Creator receives contentment when we see the friend is great. Let's speak about that. Who will be our focus group? The style of the workshop is to talk about this question, which is when does the Creator about the Creator's contentment when we see the friend's greatness.
When I see the friend is great, it means that I am in equivalence of form. It means that I'm uplifting, overcoming. It means that I am in the direction of the Creator and it gives him contentment.
Hmm.
The
whole goal, to see the friend, is great. Be in contentment with the Creator. And that's what we need to strive for.
Yeah, when I see the friend as great, it means that I want to aspire to Gemar Tikkun, that in spirituality, everything is whole. So when I see the flaws in the friend, I actually say that they're in me. So when I look at the friend as great, I actually want to be in Gemar Tikkun, and that gives contentment to the Creator. Well, then keep going.
I'll continue on that line. What does it mean seeing the friend as great? But I agree completely. I agree that the friend is the Creator. And I understand that the Creator is coming down to this world, it's coming down to us in order to show us our deficiencies, to show us how we are able to correct ourselves. The Creator, from this great and infinite force, comes down to us into this materialistic world, into this a bit an absurd world, just to show little me how to correct myself. So how do we really understand the greatness of the friends? How important they are to the system, how they're part of that system that's there to help me correct and give me all of the possibilities to feel the warmth and love that the Creator has given us in all these different forms, like this pandemic. It's just so we can understand what is the quality of bestowal.
Okay, dear friends, next question from the bank of questions we received from you. Next question is, how does a very veteran friend and a new friend, how can they be equal? How can a veteran friend and a new friend be equal? Kafkaz, you are our focus group, please.
Ну, наверное, я ты как бы чистый из разума. То есть, наверное, если я вижу товарища большого.
I'll say like this with my intellect. That if I see a friend is great. Я раскрылось мое собственное зло, вижу просто ничтожность своего эгоизма. Получается, творец дал наконец-то увидеть правильно. Probably when I don't see him as great. The Creator is finally letting me see the correct picture. There's gratitude, and from the gratitude we can get to a prayer, and we can get to an even stronger love. Normally we can see how we can increase it in these times. Please, continue. I know, friend, that you're already in great love of friends.
You hear me?
Ну, на самом деле, да, это то, что нужно нам ощутить это, когда ощущаем.
It's true, what we need to feel.
Свои братья именно большими ведущими.
When I feel my friends as great, they are leading, they are united with the Creator, it's the same force that when there is such a feeling, what else do you need? Everything is revealed in that. All the meanings. Ein Sof is revealed, and onward and onward.
Коте, да? Да.
טוב, חברים, בואו ניקח קבוצת מיקוד אחרונה להיום, קבוצת מוסקבה אחד היו? אלי, מוסקבה אחד היו? לא, איזה קבוצה גדולה.
Okay, friend, so Moscow 1, you be the focus group now.
מוסקבה אחד, אתם מיקוד, אנחנו
דנים בשנה של... Moscow, you are the focus group. How does a new friend and a veteran friend, how can they be equal in this work?
Я начну. Дима, извини. Мы уже говорили на эту тему.
I'll start. We already spoke about this topic, and I decided that equality is in the Creator.
Не взирая на какие-то физические или психологические наши различия, которые изначально в такой роде не могут быть равными. А относительные источники, как желание, как килим, относительно света, абсолютно все находятся в полном равенстве, и я думаю, что получают какое-то такое вот общее впечатление, даже на фоне которого может усиливаться еще больше психологические и физические неравенства наши. Передаю слово.
Равенство в условиях совершать усилия. Никто никого не ограничивает в этом плане.
Equality is under the conditions to make efforts. Nobody's limited in it, and everybody's equal.
Нету такого понятия, как равенство, по сути дела, в природе, да, и в статье.
So now I'm reminded there is no equality in nature. It's what Rabash writes, that there's the wise, the weak.
Thank you very much, friends, for all of your participation. We have 15 minutes left, and we would like to do another thing or two with this time. Now we have an opportunity when we're all of us together, that every time friends gather together, it's really great. It's really like a complete lesson where we're drawing the reforming light, we're doing this spiritual work. And now we would like to hear about an opportunity that we have in the middle of the day. You know, because we don't have work, we don't really know what day it is. Today's Tuesday? No. I think it's Tuesday, but how can it be that we would like to hear from you, your impressions, that in the middle of the week, we could have a lesson in the midday, and we can have a workshop. What kind of feeling do we have from this workshop? All right, let's hear from you. Please place question marks, and we would like to hear from all of you. Who's first?
Let's do it. We have Petach Tikva 18. It's Monday today, by the way, but who's counting?
Wow, it changes a lot of my plans.
All
right, so Petach Tikva 18, tell us.
Yeah, thank you, friends. You were asking about the afternoon lesson, if we're excited, so I'll take it a step ahead, that from this whole concept that we're together and the way we're gathering, how we started setting our life up, how the Creator is taking care of us, where we're led to, you are speaking about no times. I'm speaking about everything. We're towards the true Passover. And it's great happiness. It's a great party. I'm inviting everybody. L'chaim, friends.
Baltia 3.
Да, ребята, спасибо. Вот это время.
Yeah, guys, thank you. These times are so unique for humanity and for us, especially us. Because the Creator is organizing a state from above, that it's if we're always in an inner lesson. We're in this topic the whole day. The whole day we're with friends. We're disseminating. And the daily integration we have, even without Rav, but the fact that we're scrutinizing together, it adds more flavors. That we're not only in our tens, but as 110. It's a feeling of 110 in the world Kli. And we are truly ready for this transition into Passover. We can do it together.
Thank you. Let's hear from Rehovot.
Here we're trying to organize the words
to look at the depth of this lesson and see all that's happening here. There's a feeling, something that we could only dream of. We're really equal. And we'd like to thank all of you for this lesson and this new concept. This new concept is so amazing. It really answers our deficiency. And we can really feel that we are all here at one table. That's the way I felt. It's dynamic. It's really felt. And we would like to excited to see what's next here at Rehovot. And we're thanking the Creator for this opportunity.
L'chaim, brother. Thank you, Tzachi from Rehovot. We also feel that we're very happy it works because it's actually the first attempt and every two friends from the whole world can just give us a lesson, and that's amazing. So, New York 4.
It's just amazing how Rav says that I
We can hear him. It's impossible to translate him.
Okay, Chaver.
Okay, from the Chaver group.
So, great friends, it's truly a huge pleasure to be here during the day with friends in a mutual workshop. Yesterday, our great friend Effie was crying out that he's alone in the galaxy, so now we're a whole 10. And we feel the greatness, the importance, this great pleasure during today to be here in happiness with a smile, with huge friends. There's nothing greater than this. We should do this all the time, especially in these amazing workshops. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Let's hear from Holland.
Friends, wow, what a lesson. And what is the most special in this lesson, this kind of lesson, is that finally we feel the responsibility of and the importance of mutual responsibility when we all think about the friends. We can feel that with our teacher, never. It is really special what are you doing and what all of you are trying to share with the friends. It is amazing, friends.
Petach Tikva 13.
Petach Tikva 13.
Ken Chavirim. אני מצטרף להודעה של של כל החברים, פתאום יש הרגשה.
Yeah, friends, so I'm joining all the friends that the way the Creator just stopped the world for us with a purpose for everybody to gather, open the writings of Rabash together and go through these articles to make an inner effort for the light to shine on the whole world, that the light can awaken it and prepare it for us. We just need to increase and increase and keep going and give our efforts on our behalf. L'chaim for this action. It really awakens. Thank you, all the friends.
Chaim Shimi. Now let's hear from Kavkaz.
Thank you, friends. Today, it was a very good lesson. For the first time, we felt what a focus group means. It's such a responsibility to be in the focus group and to have a workshop when all the friends, all your brothers hear you. It was a great responsibility for us. During the workshop, one of our friends couldn't speak, and a different friend said, I can hear him.
Такое чувство нужно обладать, чтобы даже если товарищ не может высказаться,
it's like a sensitivity that if a friend can't speak, you still feel him in your heart.
Любим своих товарищей, потому что у всех у них.
Because we all love our friends.
Искра. И поэтому это заповедь, которая говорится, что.
Everybody has that hidden spark. That's why there's this mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself. And it ends by through the love of friends, we reach the Creator. Thank you, L'chaim.
Thank you, Kavkaz. We can hear you very close. Be'er Sheva. Friends, this hour that we have in the middle of the day is so great to be with your friends, even if it's without Rav. It's an hour that gives me all the strength in the world. And so great to hear the friends in this hour. It's so great to feel the friends and hear from them. Friends from the 10 and friends in general. It's the fuel and it's the strongest fuel. You give so much strength and so much help in dissemination too. Creator is great and he's discovered between us. And it's proven.
Thank you, Be'er Sheva. Haifa number one. So the true feeling is that everybody's equal. There's no center of Petach Tikva or tents from Petach Tikva. Petach Tikva have melted between us, and the virtual connection gave contentment to the Creator.
Thank you, friends. We would really like to hear from everyone. It's a great impression to see all of the friends. It's really, the friend is coming out to, the hearts are coming out to the friends. And I would also like to say that I see a lot of friends writing to me on WhatsApp that it's Monday. And I understand that there's a lot of friends who are on Svifat Tovah, who are with us, listening. And we would like to finish with an article that will really give us a lot of strength to continue with the day. What are we going to read?
Man will help his friend. Rabash, they helped everyone, his friend. We must understand, how can one help his friend? Is it the matter specifically where there are rich and poor, wise or fools, weak and strong? But when they are all rich, smart or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see there is one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be assistance. Rather, it is one who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from the state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth. And he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
Wonderful friends, so we're really here at the end. Next time we'll see you.
in the afternoon lesson at 6 Israel time. Until then, we would really like to ask you, friends, from the depth of our hearts, in this mutual prayer of many, that we will stay connected, in contact. It can be without WhatsApp, it can be without the screens. We just need to feel each other from heart to heart until the next lesson. And we'll turn to the Creator together and ask Him for the friends to succeed. Like that, let's do that and see what are the results. And we'll see what happens in the next lesson where we see all of you together.
I just got a message that only on Galaxy there were 45 groups, 209 friends. That was only on Galaxy.
And it really warms the heart. I'm sure that we are giving a lot of delight to the upper. We would like to thank all of you, friends. Thank you, friends and tens, that you participated together. Really felt like we were together. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for all of the efforts that you made. You all deserve it. We did it all together. Thank you.
And a song.
מעבר למילים היינו כחולמים כולנו כאן כאיש אחד עומדים
узнать нам суждено преодолев туман где правда есть а где пустой мираж Para triunfar Oh, open your eyes Oh, look up to the skies Cause if your day feels like the night I'll help you step into the light Because together we can make the darkness right.
אלפי שנים חזרנו לחיים
Сердца соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está.
Together we can make the darkness bright.